The Carrie and Tell Me podcast is a great way to bring a bit of fun to your day, every day. Chemist Warehouse Half Price Vitamins and Cosmetic Sale is a great way to get great savings every day. Drop it like it's hot.
Big Morse booty drop. Now, you all mocked me last week. We were talking about how it was the 20th anniversary of the Sydney Olympics. Kathy Freeman was the big name at the time.
Yeah.
So I wanted to pay tribute to her in my booty drop song.
Mm.
This was a little recap if you did miss it last week. We watched the incredible doco Freeman. She was the name that was on everybody's lips.
Yes.
So I thought, why not for my booty drop go with Say My Name, Kathy Freeman by Destiny's Child.
It's such a tenuous link.
I realise it made no sense.
Made no sense, mate. But
the reason why it made no sense was because I forgot to add the crucial bit of information was that song was hot 20 years ago in the year that Kathy Freeman won.
It was
about the year. It wasn't that she had something to do with the Destiny's Child song.
Because she was the name on everybody's lips.
Yeah, Kathy Freeman.
I didn't realise that you really did put the Kathy Freeman bit when the song played out. We have a little bit of it here. Anyway, that sparked a fun conversation in our house about how we have a gold medal Olympian in our family. I heard all about it from Chris, and we are going to speak to that gold medalist later in the show.
Great.
Yeah. There is no link between him and the song that I'm going to play now, though.
Say My Name again.
Which is Creep by TLC. There's no link. I just know you love this song.
I do love this song.
So I thought I'd get you up and about for Friday. Yeah, I'm not going to like There's go no creep.
Yeah.
We're off to
bed. Stop.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Your Friday arvo, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is 20 years today since Kathy Freeman won gold at the Sydney Olympics.
Mm.
Chatting about this last week at home, Chris casually dropped in, as he often does in conversations. Yeah, but we've got an Olympian in our family too.
This is amazing.
And I said, that's right, Uncle Ralph. And he said, Uncle Ralph, until Kathy Freeman won gold, Uncle Ralph was the only Australian who'd won a track and field gold at an Olympics for 36 years. He won at the Mexico 1960. I should have done this research. Was it Mexico 68?
Sure.
Why don't we ask the man himself whether Mexico was 68? Ralph DeBell joins us now. Welcome.
Carrie and Tommy, good afternoon. It's October the 15th, 1968.
Ralph, this is amazing for a few reasons. Firstly, it's just an incredible achievement. To win gold is absolutely amazing. But secondly, are you a bit pissed off that Carrie didn't give it more attention earlier?
That's the relatives, like, you can't trust them.
I mean, I don't know how often you know that Chris drops in that you were an Olympian and that he has an Olympian in his family, but he's extremely proud. But we sat down and watched your race again on the weekend. It's a nail bite. Talk us through, what memory do you have of that?
Did I win?
you won in the version I watched, Ralph. But I tell you what, with about kind of 400 metres to go, it looked like there was a Kenyan that wasn't going to be touched.
What do you remember about it?
I can describe every minute of it. It'd take about half an hour to talk about it.
but it was a lot shorter than that, the race, wasn't it?
The race was 100 seconds.
And
1 minute 44.3.
And Ralph, you were coming, you were about middle of the field, and then it was the last bend where you came into first place and absolutely mowed this Kenyan down. Was that the race you planned to run?
The race went exactly as I planned. It was the race I ran in the heat. I wanted to be about fourth or fifth on the outside of the field at the bell. So I just said, wait. And then coming into the straight, I said, okay, let's kick, with about 50 metres to go. The rubber band snapped and you could feel that there was a distance.
Wow. And what was that feeling like? What were the moments after winning gold for Australia like?
Well, I was winning gold for myself, really. You cross the line and say, well, that's great. What do I do now? What happens? Well, it started pouring with rain. The stands emptied. and taken off to some presentation and press conference.
That's not sounding as fun as I thought it would be, Ralph.
Ralph, I imagined, was this a moment that you dreamed about from when you were young?
No, I didn't start running till I was 18.
Really? And then was it the type of thing where you were just naturally amazing at it?
No, I just trained very hard. When I was in high school, 14 years old, I think I was on C-grade house sports in the triple jump. I didn't win that, and I wasn't in any running events.
I can't believe there's blokes out there that beat you in C-grade athletics, and they're going, hey, you know that guy that we beat? He went on to win gold.
It was interesting when we were watching the Cathy Freeman doco the other day, and she was saying when she finished her race, she looked up and thought, oh, I wish I'd gone quicker, and that she's had this itch she wanted to scratch ever since. Is there anything else that you had there that you wanted to do that you never did, wanted to achieve? I mean, you still hold the record, the fastest 800 metres by an Australian, which is phenomenal. Do you have any itch
Carrie, that's not right. I was right until July the 5th, 2018, and then a young man, Joseph Deng, beat it by 0.2 something seconds.
I'll have to tell Chris that because he's still going around with the old stat. Yeah. Well,
as I say, relative, you know, you're born with relatives, you can't choose them.
Ralph, we hear so much about the Olympic Village now and kind of what athletes go through when they're there. In 1968, what was it like being at the Games?
Especially in Mexico.
Yeah.
In those days, it was pretty strict, and Mexico was not a great, it was not a fun place. There were student riots. There was probably several hundred students killed. The trees were painted white up to about 6 feet so you could see the students more clearly, so you shot them.
Whoa.
It was fairly turbulent times, and you didn't really go out all that much. Couldn't drink the water.
You've got an OAM. You are the fastest man in Australia for many, many, many years. Has there been any moment in your life where it's been really handy to say, hey, I'm the fastest man in Australia. I got a gold medal. Have you ever had to use that and it's come in handy?
I think once I used it on Qantas and they were about to bounce me. And Qantas is a... Qantas is an Olympic sponsor, and I said, well, don't know if you know, but I'm also happen to be a gold medalist, and so I'd like to stay on the flight, but otherwise you don't use it.
You're a better man than me, Ralph. I'd still be wearing it every year.
Well, it used to be in my glove box in the car.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know where it is now.
You don't know where it is?
No.
Oh, my God.
I think Jennifer knows. Right.
Well, we are so proud to have you in the family, Ralph. I mean, I think what most people have taken out of this is you can start running at 18 and drink beer and Coke, and you can win a gold medal.
It's really put a pep in my step.
Yeah, you can't take yourself too seriously. You got to go out and enjoy it.
Great advice, Ralph. Thank you, champion. It's been great to chat to you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks,
See
Ralph.
Ya. Bye.
Cheers.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday arvo, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we're doing it all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Shop the Chemist Warehouse Spring Frenzy Sale and stop paying too much.
I'm going to get in there and get some Nude by Nature, half price at the moment. Revlon, half price at the moment. So many cosmetics pickers, half price. This mug is going to be looking you beaut.
You could put your Nude by Nature on by listening to a bit of Naughty by Nature.
That's good.
Yeah.
Or a bit of... What's oh no, Savage Garden, that doesn't work. For some reason I thought they were
Nude
in nature.
By nature.
I thought,
Garden.
Oh, Savage Garden. Anyway, get into Chemist Warehouse and grab yourself a bargain up next, because I've got to tell you about a body part that is making people, when I show them, it's pretty much making people gag.
Your body part or a person's?
Stay tuned.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I'm interested in what's going to happen here.
I've got a manky toe. We've talked about it before.
Sorry.
I'm not interested anymore.
What did you think it was going to be?
I thought we were talking about something else.
No, you didn't. You just thought we were talking about someone else's manky toes,
didn't you? Yeah, which is fine.
So what? You're more interested in someone else's manky toes but not mine?
Yeah, when it's close to home. When it's someone else.
Also, you haven't stopped putting Vegemite on your crackers.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, but if
Can't
nothing...
Can't talk is nothing puts off my... Yeah, puts me off my Vegemite.
Then my fungus-ridden, manky big toe.
That's how hungry I am.
My girlfriend started lying to me about it to try and get it fixed.
Can't eat on air as well.
Don't nibble on my toe like that. You weirdo. That's how crunchy my toe is.
Okay.
My girlfriend started making stuff up to try and get me to fix it.
What do you mean?
Like she said last night, she said, if I've looked it up, and if you don't do something about it, your toe will fall off.
Is it just tinea? What is it?
I don't know.
Or is it it's black from doing your marathon?
So I ran... So when I lived at the snow when I was young, we had shared showers and I got a manky foot.
Oh, my God, that's so gross.
But then I went on tablets and it fixed, right? But then when I ran... So for years, fine, feet fine. And then when I ran my marathon, four of my nails fell off. Three of them grow back okay. And my big toe just grow back absolutely munted. And I haven't done anything about it.
Right.
But then... I said, well, it could be worse to my girlfriend. And I sent her a picture of David Goggins, who is a guy who I've become a little bit obsessed with. He wrote a book called Can't Hurt Me. He was a Navy SEAL, an Army Ranger, and then an ultra marathon runner. He's this like inspirational dude. And he's run all the toughest, grossest races in the world. Yep. And his wife posted a picture of his feet. And my Lord, I'm about to send them to our WhatsApp group now.
Okay.
And I would just like you guys to have a look, please. If you want to open our group WhatsApp, that footage.
Okay.
Just a picture of his toes should be coming through to you.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's really put me off my Vegemite crackers. That's disgusting. What is that? It's almost like a fungal that's turned into this hard casing around his big toe.
Also, are they toes or fingers?
What do you mean? Oh, the long
ones
are very long. Don't judge his dainty toes.
That's what you...
No, it's the big ones that are munted.
It's okay, like they've been...
Sorry,
it's like
get
they've
yours
been,
out. I need a... it's like a before
it's
and after.
It's like they've been crushed and not got better.
Let's have a look at yours again.
Can we? Are we going to put a comparison up on Instagram?
I know. I've just got to... Sonda, get out of it. Sonda, we're not taking photos
of it. If it wasn't creepy and weird... Kiss them. That's how ungrossed yours are.
I mean, I know it didn't
do
put
it.
You off your crackers, but,
I'm not
but it wasn't
it.
Meant to make you more hungry.
I don't want to get whatever that disease is you had back in the days of the showers. But that's how much your toes now don't look bad at all.
I know. So that's why I'm just going to constantly carry around pictures of David Goggins' feet next to mine.
We'll check it up on our Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show if you want to go and take a look.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around the country, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I've got an idea for my house, but I need you to tell me whether it's a really good idea or it's really stupid.
Okay.
I'm new to a beanbag, okay?
Yeah.
I only just recently sat properly in a beanbag for the first time.
What did you do for your teenage years?
I just didn't really sit in beanbag.
Okay. So you
like
never...
I said, of course I've sat in a beanbag before. I've never really sat and appreciated being in the beanbag and all that the beanbag has to offer. Mm. The way the balls just sort of mould around you and, oh, it was just...
Jumping into it? Did you get into it with some force?
No, I'm not a teenager.
Yeah, but sorry, I'm going back to the age that I used a beanbag, which is, that most people used a beanbag.
Yeah, so Ollie's obsessed. He's a teenager. Yeah. He's obsessed with his beanbag we got him for his birthday.
Right.
And I have troubles with the couch we have in our house because it has every form of liquid that any can come out of any orifice slash fridge slash.
I'm just picturing one of those episodes of CS. Eye where they turn on the black light.
Oh, my God, if you did that.
They'd just be like, whoa, Jesus.
So I came home today and this was Addie and she's
a
just
tub
got
of some kind
QV
of cream.
Cream. Yep, all over the couch.
She's so cute.
On this couch there is, do you want me to go through it or is it too gross?
I mean, give us some.
Okay, so there's definitely bottles. There's yogurt. There's pee.
Yeah.
There's There's
have the kids done anything on it?
They then eat off it when they've done all that to it already.
This,
they don't seem to care.
This is why my mum and dad had a good room.
So this is what I can't decide. These are my two options. Mm-hmm. Either I become a nonna and what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a new couch and then I'm going to cover it in plastic or like some...
So
I'm
no
sure,
one can enjoy it.
Yeah, but I'm sure they've got some pretend thing that looks like leather that's not leather that I could put over it so I still feel like it's a nice couch.
Oh, like a pleather drop sheet.
Yes.
That's nice.
That's good. And then at the end of the year, unzip it. I don't want to have to wash it or put it in the washing machine, just turf it and then start again, right?
Yeah, have one of those famous backyard fires that you always have.
The bonfire?
Yeah,
the Bickmore bonfire.
Yes.
Yeah. Or do away with couches altogether and I just have a home full of bean bags because this morning I sat down, Ollie was in one. Right? Yeah. And then Chris has got one now too. So
does he?
Yes.
That's great.
Filling that wasn't fun, but first time I've ever filled a beanbag recently.
Right.
Yeah. It's quite exciting. Then I sat in. I said to, oh, oh, and he goes, what? I was like, this is pretty good. Yeah. And he goes, it's amazing, Mum. He said, if you put two back to back, it's almost like a bed. I said, this is better than a bed. And then I watched this doco with him in the beanbag.
Because bed bag.
Oh, my God.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh. Bed bag. And you can throw it in the boot of your car, take it to your mate's house, take it camping.
I mean, if my mate rocked up to my house with a bed, I'd be pretty unhappy. I'd be like, how long are you staying for, bro?
Yeah, but a bed bag.
I invited you to dinner.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it is time to fire up because we're doing this.
Same, but backwards.
It's your primitive as when, yes.
17-11 to the Bickmore at the moment.
Oh, it's Bickers winning.
Don't be like that.
What
I've
do you
been
mean?
Very calm the last few weeks.
Hey?
Yeah.
But I just wasn't sure you were winning. It's been so. Oh, so
you did make a little bit of a comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone to the absolute water. But I was back last week and I'm going to keep the winning streak going. Confidence is the name of the game. Jesse, first song, please. Oh. Tommy.
Tommy.
Oh, gosh. Oh, it's Fresh Prince. I'm wrong, aren't I? Damn it. Sorry. I'm out.
No. Give me the rest of your answer.
No, that's wrong.
It's Getting Jiggy With It.
But that's not Fresh Prince.
It's Fresh Prince.
It's
getting
Will
Jiggy
Smith.
With it. Yeah, that's the same.
Fresh Prince is not Will
oh,
Smith.
Oh, that's not fair. That's the same. He's Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff on so many things.
Yeah, but on this, he's Will Smith.
Jesse, really?
Are we splitting hairs on that? It's the same person.
But hang on. But, Jesse, you're giving out points. Why are you saying are we splitting hairs?
Yeah, I want to give it to you.
Oh, thank you.
Great. Yeah.
Yes.
It's just not.
Thank you.
I'd like you to remember that going forward in this game.
I don't have to remember anything, Jesse. Adjudicated. Great work, Jesse.
The Fresh Prince.
Oi, good shirt today, bro. You're looking great.
Thanks so much. Where's his character?
Okay.
Okay, number two.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Oh.
It's Salt and Pepper, What a Man. What a mighty good man. What a mighty, mighty good man.
What a man Will Smith was.
Was. He's not
Fresh
dead.
Prince was pretty good too. Good bloke. 2-0 for the win, Tommy. Stay in the game, Bickmore. This is number 3.
Tommy. Oh. It is. It's Britney. Damn.
Spice Up Your Life, Spice
Damn
Girl.
It.
The Bickmore's back.
People of the world.
Alrighty, 2-1. Here's number 4.
Carrie.
Because.
It is.
Buzzer out.
No, I do know what it is. It's
no
House
idea.
Of Pain, Jump Around.
Damn.
Oh, the comeback queen.
Jump around.
Ties it up.
Oh, I was sure you wouldn't know who that was.
Why?
I just didn't think you'd know House of Pain.
It's a lot you don't know about me.
And that's the one thing.
Alrighty. Two all, this is for the win.
Carrie.
You buzzed in.
Pickers.
Oh. Yeah.
You buzzed in. When you say your name, you buzz in. You tried to take it back halfway through saying it. Carrie.
It is Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
Wow.
Take that, Will Smith. I mean, not Will Smith. He's on my team. Fresh Prince.
One of the weirder bits of trash talk.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around the country, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and I'm excited for this.
Isn't this?
We're going to find something out here.
Yeah, we've saved this discussion because we wanted the nation to hear it because we wanted everyone to be filled in because you just said there's a lot you don't know about me. When I said, I don't think you know House of Pain and that's what you came
back
with.
No, and I surprised myself, to be fair. Mm. Yeah.
So there's a lot you don't know about you either. Give us what some of the things that we don't know about.
I haven't had time to think about the stuff that you don't know about.
But there's
me.
A lot. So what about just one bit?
I can't think of something now. So,
I mean, it is a worse bit of trash talk if you go, you'd know most things about me.
I've got to keep some stuff hidden, you know?
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah. Yeah, like what stuff though?
Like it's heaps
just,
of stuff.
But it's just you didn't even take a breath to think about it. I said, I didn't think you'd know that. You didn't even take a breath.
Quick.
There's a lot you don't know about me.
I was in competition mode. What don't you know about me? What would you like to know?
No, just one thing. One of the many myriad of things that we don't know about you.
That I...
Not as good on your feet as I thought.
I once...
Yes.
Auditioned.
Are you making up the lie two words at a time? It's like a really bad theatre sports game.
I was going to tell you something. It's just not on air.
What did you audition for?
Oh, I want to know now. What's the audition for?
Same.
Is it a movie? Oh, this is a guessing game now.
It's for another radio show.
What radio show did you audition for? And how recent? Is this years ago or is this like last week?
Yeah.
It's a while ago.
It's a while ago.
It's not something that I should talk about.
Who was the other host? This network or a different network?
No, it's a long time ago.
Different network? Anybody I know? People I know?
Yes.
Is that show still on air?
No. No, they were really scary.
Did you get the gig and say no?
Stop asking me questions. I certainly didn't get the gig. What else don't you know about me? That I used to take acting lessons.
Did you?
Yeah.
How many?
Just a couple of Saturday morning classes.
Was that when you were auditioning for that movie and you ended up crying?
No, that was before that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. I almost worked alongside Nicolas Cage in the movie. Almost. I didn't, but I almost did.
This has turned in from there's things you don't know about me to there's things that I've told you about numerous times, but I'm going to do it again.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
I'm walking around in a room full of smart. I wanted to say smart, intelligent people. I should have thought of another word.
Anyway, you're not one of them.
Because would you agree with me that we're surrounded by intelligent people?
Wonderful people.
So I've got a question.
I mean smart and intelligent too.
Wonderful. Kind people.
Yes.
I've got a question for you.
I don't think intelligence though. Anyway, sorry.
You don't think they're intelligent?
No.
This is turning into something different.
Wonderful. I realised that I said wonderful people because they're intelligent. I actually don't think intelligence is the greatest sign of being wonderful.
You prefer dumb, lovely people?
I think you can be dumb and very wonderful. It's about being kind and compassionate. And this is not where you wanted to take this chat, was it?
I've just got a question.
Okay, sure. Let's get back to your question.
Yeah, yeah. Do fish drink water?
I think they bring in the water through their mouths and then their body somehow, I can't remember the process, it's called something, and then the water expels through their body and that is the way they breathe and move through water.
Do they just drink water? Yeah. That was really... wordy way of saying they drink. They're watering through their mouth and it dispels through their body.
I feel like there's something about it not necessarily going down the same part the way you would conventionally think of it, us drinking water.
Okay. And so is that salt water or fresh water?
Depends where they're swimming.
Like saltwater fish or freshwater fish?
Yes.
Do you reckon they both do the same?
I think so.
Interesting. Jessie,
isn't there a process?
Do fish drink water?
My logic is also very complex. I've heard the saying, you drink like a fish, so yes. I guess they do drink water.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Or does it mean that when a fish drinks, it never kind of goes down, it spills out their mouth kind of thing, you drink messily?
So would you like the answer now or do you want to go around and see what other people thought?
See.
Sonda producer.
I'm with Carrie. I think that they do drink it and it comes out of your gills and they take oxygen out of the water.
It comes out of their gills. Yes, okay.
Like it seeps back out through, expels through all their body.
So it's not like we drink and it goes into a stomach and then we pee it out.
Because it's quite a basic question, right? Well, and yes, we've got a room full of intelligent people. Any other, Bell, our producers, Caitlin, Jez, any thoughts? Anyone know?
I don't know the answer, so I'm just going to guess that I think that like skin is our biggest organ, like that the water just gets absorbed by the fish's body and that's how it stays hydrated.
Interesting. Because what do you think of that theory?
I stay with my first theory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Freshwater fish.
Are you not going to ask Caitlin, or is that because you don't think she'd be able to answer?
Caitlin's going to have no idea, mate.
You're okay. Very right. Thank you, producer Caitlin. What about Eli? Is it still members of our team?
Yes, yes. There's 72 different members of our team. Our web guy, Eli. Web guy, Eli, do fish drink water?
Yeah, I reckon. He's just Googling it.
Glad you waited 10 seconds to give us that concise answer.
Give us the answer, Tommy. Give us the answer.
Fresh water fish do not drink water. Producer Annabelle was correct. They absorb it through osmosis through their skin.
Osmosis, that's the exact
phrase. Saltwater fish do the same thing, but they need to take extra water on as well, so they do drink some as well. Isn't that bloody incredible?
It is.
You room full of idiots.
Isn't that kind of what we said?
No, mate.
It
do you
is.
Want to go back and check the tape on yours?
That it comes through and then it goes out their gills, which is their skin, which is their body.
Oh, no. Belle was the only one who got close. Freshwater fish don't drink water at all.
They take it in through their body, though, don't they?
No, their skin through their.
It comes in and out
in through their
skin.
Body, mate. You were making motioning through your mouth.
Sorry,
stuff.
It comes in. Some of it comes in through their mouth.
No,
so
fresh
all
water.
Of it just comes in and out through their skin.
Yeah,
their gills.
Freshwater fish.
But
yeah.
So that's
they sweat
different to
their
salt
pee.
Water.
Mm. Hey.
So does that mean they sweat their pee?
I don't know about pee, mate. I've only had one day to do all this
do
research.
Do they pee?
Coming back to the research board, bro.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right across the country, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, you know how I spoke to you last week about a book called Women Don't Owe You Pretty? And in it is this quote that I said I thought was rather profound, which is, what is better, an uncomfortable truth or comfortable lies?
Comfortable
and that every
lies.
Truth is kindness, even if it makes others uncomfortable. Every untruth is an unkindness, even if it makes others comfortable. Mm. We argued about this and I decided it was better to be truthful.
I didn't think we argued.
Well,
I thought
argues.
We had a
let's not get bogged down and whether it was conversation, argument, disagreement, whatever. We were on different sides of the discussion and I believed it's better to be upfront and honest. I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
I've decided that that's very painful and not good to do. And sometimes comfortable lies are better for everybody.
What happened?
So my dad, we've discussed he's new to cooking, okay? When I came to live with him when I was younger, I think I was about 21 when I moved in with him, moved across the country, and he'd been living in his house for 7 years and he hadn't connected his oven yet.
Yep.
Okay, so he was a bachelor, lived on his own. He only ever ate food that was takeaway or out.
Yeah, and so those people that are listening going, oh, he must have used the microwave a lot. No.
No,
he must
just
have
nothing.
Used the stovetop.
Like,
no.
The kitchen was immaculate but never used. I was the first person to use the kitchen.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway,
and it took
fast
you 7 years.
Fast forward nearly 20 years and he's come a long, long, long way. He loves a bit of corn with melted cheese.
That's right. He's mad for the corn with cheese, isn't he?
Yeah.
And the steak, he's cooking his steak.
Yep. This is, I mean, the steak he turns 55 times, but whatever.
That's all right. He's making up for all the times he didn't turn steak.
So I think because he started late, he's just a bit strange with food. He's not comfortable with the food and the combos that go. I don't feel like he's really learnt the basics.
Yeah. He's still getting his head around it.
So I went to his house, popped in for lunch, and he said to me, oh, honey, do you want some sausage rolls? And I was like, oh, who says no to a sausage roll?
Yeah, absolutely.
He said, they're homemade. I said, you make them. He said, no, they're homemade from the shop. And I was like, okay.
It's a great trick.
He said, I don't know how long they've been in the freezer, but I had one the other day and they were great. So he cooked me some sausage rolls or warmed up some sausage rolls and he served them. And he said, look, I don't have tomato sauce, but I've got like a fancy gourmet tomato
relish
sauce.
Or something.
And I was like, I don't mind a relish every now and then.
Yeah.
Even, you know, a sausage roll does go better with
sauce.
Plain Hines,
sauce is always better than relish.
Yes.
I don't understand
no,
why.
No, relish, if you're having like poached eggs and smashed avo with a bit of relish, it's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to put tomato sauce with that.
I would.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd put tomato sauce on nearly everything.
Okay. Well, in this case, I was happy.
But anyway,
because
some
I was
fancy
so delighted to be having a sausage roll.
Yeah.
And I watched as he tipped out onto the plate a jar of passata sauce.
Now, what is passata
sauce? Is the
it
big, large
fancy.
Jar of almost like just Italian tomatoes crushed into like a puree that can be the base for a bolognese.
Oh, he's tipped out like tomato paste onto you.
Yeah, but imagine a
thinner.
Big jar of it thinner.
Oh.
That's the gourmet sauce. And I was like, why is he serving me passata? Then I also realised he's just keeping it in his pantry, so it's not even going in the fridge.
Oh.
I don't know how long he's been using this passata sauce for as his sauce, given he doesn't remember how long the sausage rolls souls have been in there. Anyway, I dipped occasionally, but and then he was disappointed that I didn't like the passata, and then he was like, you haven't eaten many of your sausage rolls. The whole thing just kind of went, meh. And then I decided I didn't have the heart to tell him he's using the wrong sauce.
And that passata's just going to go offer and offer.
Yeah, and he's going to keep using it.
Why? Is it because it sounds fancy?
I think so. But also, he's never made a bolognese. He doesn't know what goes in it. No.
Oh, gosh. I mean, the good news is that, you know, any of those, like, rescue bunker foods he'll think are really fancy.
True.
Wait till he sees a tin of baked beans. Buckhead bins.
Buckhead. I was like, what? Buckhead bins.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right across the country, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, Bickers, I've got a bit of news for you.
Not a lot, just a bit.
Just a bit.
Guess the news, what's the news? Guess the headline, if you got time.
We should work on that opener, I reckon.
Yeah, it takes a bit of time.
It's a real first draft.
Yeah, I agree.
Isn't it?
The beginning of it takes so long to get to.
Yeah, it's very much a placeholder where you go, we'll just put that, that'll just be the first week and then it's been about 4 months now. I give you a bit of a headline, you've got to fill it out for me.
Great.
A Tinder user has made headlines. Why?
Oh, God. Something to do with the coronavirus.
Ooh, incorrect. Oh. No. It's not to do with coronavirus.
Is it the Tinder user, a woman or a man, that's made the headlines?
I haven't dug deep, but I'm assuming this would be a man. I will go into it a little further for you. They've been jailed for something.
Wow.
Yes, but it's not. It's not. It's
okay. Yeah. It's kind of all above board.
It's fun.
Only
it's
not
fun.
Enough above board that they stayed
it's
out of jail.
It's fun jailing. It's like you won't believe what this person's been jailed for.
How long they've been jailed for?
Not sure.
Okay.
I'm sorry, my
but
internet is slow, so I'm still loading. I still haven't found out if they're a man or a woman. I just had the headline.
Guess the headline, guys, not the full news story. Yeah.
Also,
on the story.
You did say you've got a bit news. You didn't say you've got the full news story.
Mate, we need to work on two things, the opening of that and the internet here. It is shocking.
They're rolling out a new NBN. Did you see that? Well, not a new NBN, the NBN that we've been rolling out for a long time.
Is the NBN just a bloke cranking up a wheel?
Pretty much.
It's...
Anyway. I remember I got so excited when I discovered what fibre to the node meant.
What does it mean?
Remember, other than fibre to your home, fibre to the node.
Oh, and then what have we got to the node? And that's not the good one.
Yeah, once again, it's still buffering, so I can't give you all the information.
A Tinder user has been jailed for what, Bickers?
Okay, jailed. Where the person lived.
Oh, no, it is not that. And it involves multiple people. They've done something to multiple people.
Catfished.
Ah, interesting. They haven't catfished, but they have
married.
Claimed something.
Claimed.
Oh, you think they've married multiple people? That's interesting. Is that illegal? I guess it is.
If you're in every that would be false something, you know, false...
Lies.
Yeah.
Why is he in jail? He lied.
No, like when you present yourself
I thought polygamy was legal.
Which country has it happened in?
I don't know.
Are you sure? That's usually
I'm
the opening
in.
Sentence,
I'm
okay?
I'm in. Oh, my gosh. Her dates.
Oh, her dates.
Jocelyn Zakur has been jailed for 4.5 years.
Wow.
Her dates.
In what country?
Was living at the Crown Casino.
Here in Australia?
This is right here. Well, bloody hell.
What was she doing to her dates? Did she give them some disease?
She did not give them something.
Jesse, any thoughts?
Yeah, I know the story.
Jesse, shut up.
Jesse
us a
knows the story. Give me a little something that might help me along.
She was trying to do something else other than date.
That's a bad hint.
Oh, my God.
I've got a story in
front
of me.
Did she have babies with all of them and didn't tell them?
You should ignore Jesse's
hint. Oh, come on.
Actually, that's a long game, isn't it?
Jesse should have buffered more on his hint and waited for it to load completely. She didn't give them something.
She took something from them. Mm. She collected their sperm.
Wow.
In the hope that she could impregnate herself with one of them without telling them.
Okay. Is stealing sperm, I guess it is illegal.
Of course it would be. Surely it would be illegal.
Well, I assume you would know it's happening.
I mean, I know people sort of weirdly steal sperm all the time.
Do they?
Well, I mean, like, I guess you're not stealing it.
We've got to catch this Sproggy Bandit. So I would have thought you would know that that's being taken. I mean, if someone takes my sperm from me without me knowing, fair play to you. I mean, let's not make it a challenge.
You earned it.
Okay. Well, she wasn't something to do with their...
No.
No. Okay. Was it something...
She was taking money.
She was stealing from
them. Well, she wasn't stealing it. She was taking it while claiming to do something with it.
She was claiming to invest it.
Yes, great. Ooh. What was she claiming to invest in?
Bitcoin.
This is a tough answer. A fake blueberry farm.
We could have kept this going to the rest of the year and I never would have got fake blueberry farm.
She claimed she was going to invest in a fake, in a blueberry farm, which was not real. She got almost $800,000 from a bunch of dates because she said, I've got this incredible blueberry farm. The blueberry farm didn't exist. And she has been jailed.
Oh, my God. She took their money and left them with big blueberries.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Friday arvo, guys. It's been a big week, so it's time to have a little look back.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
I will kick things off. Because I'm a little raw, and to be honest, I'm still a little scared because I was trying to talk about God knows what. And it doesn't seem to matter what I talk about these days. You seem to take it real personal and just get on the front foot and demand that I look you in the eyes. I've actually been running a lot with my best friend and your partner, Chris.
Oh, is that where he's gone?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Don't pretend you don't know. I think you broke the record for the most amount of contact made on a run the other day.
That's a whole nother conversation. I was not harassing him. He didn't tell me where he'd gone. I thought he might have wanted a coffee. That's so not fair. I'm not a needy girlfriend. I know what you're implying. That he goes away for a second and I call and call and call. That's not what happened.
I did not mean to open this can
but
of worms.
It's not what happened.
Okay.
You keep going back to this same well. It Mate, didn't happen.
It's good that you're fine. Not defensive about it because
I know.
Look me in the eye and say, yes. I understand that you didn't know where he was and you were just asking if he wanted a coffee. You were not harassing him.
Oh, I understand that.
Look at me in the eye.
I understand that. But didn't he then tell you that he was running with me?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but then what about the next two text messages that you sent?
Because I thought he was finished by then and I was getting in a side bowl and I thought he might have wanted one.
Yeah, but then what about the next one after that?
I am not a needy girlfriend, but I am sounding like a very needy co-host. Yeah.
It's good. It's good though.
Look me in the eye. Look me in the eye.
Do it.
Well, I am feeling raw this week too. Because Hiya. So in that scenario...
You're going to get Jesse to go last, mate.
No, what we just did then, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Let's get Jesse to go last.
Guys, I'm wrapped this week. I'm wrapped that as a team, we're all able to learn something new this week.
Oh, yeah.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, great. What's your other word for spew?
Chunder.
Yeah, that was worth it. Thank you.
What was it? Come from a land of down under when women
blow when and men chunder.
I don't think it's blow, mate.
Women blow.
I think it's glow.
Shut up.
Is it?
Yeah. Women blow and men chunder.
I bet my dad regrets emigrating here back in the day for false advertising.
Women blow and men chunder. And it's glowing. It couldn't be
glowing?
More different.
Is it glowing?
Women glow.
Oh, I'm embarrassed. I still walk into so many rooms and I go...
In your defence, it's a tricky one to fully hear.
I still think it is blow.
I think it can be whatever you want it to be. Sounds like blow to me.
It is plunder, though, isn't it? That sounds worse, though. Who's blowing and who's plundering? We've got to sort this party out.
Now my turn.
Yeah, go, Bickers.
You stitched me up at the beginning and then you also stitched me up with... You did stitch me up.
You got a fist. You just balled your fist up at me.
You asked me to come on air and share my lovemaking song and I bared my soul and then you did this. What's yours? Because you asked me to pick... You were saying we should pick the most universal lovemaking song, but then your personal favourite.
I'm getting so nervous.
haven't taken him seriously.
Okay, that was my joke one.
No, let him go.
That was my joke one. No, that was my joke one. That was my joke one. I did do a serious one because here it is. I'm joking.
That's actually a good song.
No, okay. My serious one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
You're not taking this serious.
Just Tommy going,
me, I am. No, sorry. They're joke ones. They're joke ones. Would you like my serious one?
You haven't done a serious one, have you?
I have.
Why does this make you so weird? You suggested this whole thing.
I've done a serious one.
Okay. Sex bomb, sex bomb. You're a sex bomb. You can give it to me. You're annoying. On that note, have a good weekend, everybody.
Carrie and Tommy are off to get themselves a bargain at Chemist Warehouse. For the biggest range of half-price vitamins and cosmetics, shop at the Chemist Warehouse Spring Frenzy Sale and stop paying too much.